Folks are looking for ways to save money as the bird flu continues to cause the price of eggs to go up and up. In some cases, buying fresh eggs can be cheaper than going to the grocery. That's prompted some Hoosiers to consider getting their own chickens. As Clayton Baumgarth reports, there are a lot of things to consider before committing to a backyard flock. Among them, it's going to take a while to recoup your investment.
Nikki Gessler considers the 13-acre plot she and her husband own near Gosport a homesteader's dream. Every day is a busy one and involves feeding cows, goats, ducks, chickens, dogs, a cat, and pigs, including the little piglet named Wapo.
I get up early and I milk my goat. I have a piglet that I'm taking care of too because he had some trouble with his litter mates. I milk the goat. Take the milk to him, give him his milk.
And along with their garden and beehives, they live off of things they grow in their yard. Gessler was raised on a farm similar to this one in northwestern Indiana. Her family primarily reared chickens when she was growing up.
Pretty much my whole life, my grandparents had chickens, and then our property was right next to theirs, so we had chickens. We probably had 100, 200 chickens between us. Why do we have that many? I don't remember.
The average price of a dozen eggs hit $5.42 last month. Sure, the Gesslers have heard about the soaring prices, but it hasn't directly affected them.
We haven't bought eggs since we moved here. Yeah. And in fact, right now, even it being early March, which is the hungry times, if the grocery stores close, we'd be fine.
And as Gessler says, with a little research and some area to put them, anyone can take on their own flock.
Learn it all. There's not much to learn. They're pretty easy. They're kind of the cats of the livestock. They can take care of themselves pretty well.
Darren Karcher with the Purdue Extension says there are other benefits as well, like the peace of mind of knowing exactly where your food is coming from.
You may have kids, and so this gives them a pet beyond a cat and a dog that they can interact with. They have some responsibilities for caring for those birds, collecting those eggs. So there are some other things like that that can be a benefit that we can't quantify from an economic perspective.
But getting to the point the Gesslers are at now with their flock takes time and money. You have to invest money to build a coop, purchase chickens, and buy feed. It's a lot of upfront costs, and it'll take a while for egg production to offset that investment.
It's very feasible. It is going to take some work. It's not something you can just go out, buy some birds, and tomorrow you have eggs in the house.
Then you need to consider local laws and ordinances. In Bloomington, anyone who wants to own chickens within the city limits needs a permit from the city's Animal Care and Control Department. Under law, owners must provide a shelter for the chickens and some sort of enclosure to keep them on the property. People also can't have more than 5 birds. There are also laws to consider at the state level if you want to sell your eggs.
You would need to contact the Indiana State Egg Board and ask them about what is the appropriate license that you would need to secure. It is not required, but I would strongly encourage you to reach out to the Board of Animal Health through their website and register your premise.
The biggest question, though, is about bird flu. The thing driving up the egg prices is also something that could affect your new flock. Karcher says it's a real risk you have to consider before going all in.
Small flock producers as well are being impacted. In fact, if you look at some of the numbers, I could argue that the small flock producers are probably impacted as much, if not a little bit more.
In fact, bird flu has made buying chicks a challenge. This time of year, you can usually find them in a variety of farm supply and hardware stores. But Bloomington Hardware sold out of its first batch of chicks within a week, and now the store is waiting for its next shipment to arrive. Karcher says there are delays getting chicks to the market because some hatcheries exist in bird flu containment zones and require extra testing before they can be sold.
We've had some hatcheries that have just made the decision at this point that they are going to wait until the containment zone has been lifted.
But for those ready to take on chickens themselves, Gessler says they'll find a fulfilling hobby.
Every day I come out here and check on them and make sure they're all right, give them what they need. My day revolves around them. So I really do care about them.
For WFIU News, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.
Since 2022, over 7 million birds in 18 Indiana counties have been lost to bird flu. That number includes both commercial and hobby flocks.